I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it certainly does. With Dom, good Wednesday, 855-839-1210. So as I said, NFL still taking this very seriously, and they would know their players better than we do and what's still going on, and something that seemed to be settled matter. But when you see the headline coming out, 15-yard penalties for this, that's really interfering with the game in a way that I don't quite remember anything that you would do like that, other than excessive celebrate. But that's in the context of the game. It's pretty weird stuff to see them counting. Is that a kneel? Throwing the flag? Would they really do that? Or does this just show how concerned they are, even desperate they are, to put this to bed, maybe sending out signals, hey, it's not going to happen this year? All right. Now, I look forward to every year. There's a guy here locally. He didn't do it last year for some reason. They go down to the Jersey Shore right before Memorial Day, and they talk about these obnoxious T-shirts that are on sale, Wildwood principally, but there are other places. And they are very, very graphic, tasteless. That's the whole idea. And these guys, though, have a pretty good handle on what is hot that year, what you can say and what you can't say. So yesterday, and I'm going to play a report from Fox 29, they went there because one of these T-shirt shops, or most of them, apparently pulled what was going to be a hot seller this year, a T-shirt. And you'll hear the reason why. It relates to something we talk about a lot. And the surprising thing to me is not that the T-shirt was going to be sold and sold out front, and maybe even a big seller for Senior Week and the like. These guys know their business. It's because it was pulled and social media went nuts. So given, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen some of the shirts. A lot of the stuff you can't say on the air, a lot of it is amazing. I don't know if there'll be a lot of Trump stuff this year as there was last year. There's a lot of Hillary locker-up stuff and related stuff to Hillary. You know, they still hang on to that. But these guys have to move merchandise. They sell this stuff. It is the lowest common denominator. People actually walk around with it. Listen to this report, though, of one shirt that got removed almost completely within a couple of hours. Here's why.
Stacy Pell was floored. The Wildwood mother was taking a walk for ice cream on the boardwalk when she heard the words.
Mommy, what's Perso set?
This is what her 9-year-old daughter saw, a T-shirt for sale at the flip-flop gift shop near Wildwood Avenue. It says Percocet and Molly and Senior Week on the bottom with pictures of pills.
Something that only seeks to glorify something that is killing our kids every day.
We went to the boardwalk to ask the store's owner about the offensive T-shirt.
Do you think with an opioid epidemic in our country right now, this is a good idea?
I'm telling you, I'm not responsible.
Just a saltwater taffy and hermit crabs. Offensive T-shirts have become a Wildwood boardwalk staple.
We know when we come here, this is what we see. So we just hope that our kids don't get it and don't look at it.
Within hours of it being posted on social media, the store got the point. Those shirts taken down.
All right, now that is kind of surprising. There's a lot of shirts, you know, that are drug paraphernalia. I like to see what they do right before Memorial Day. Somebody usually does a report because, as I said, these guys have to move a ton of merchandise. There's a ton of these stores, and they're ahead of the trend of tastelessness or what's going to sell, like Trump shirts or Lock Up Hillary shirts. And sometimes they make statements about even stuff like gay marriage one year. They supported the shirts. How about the fact that within hours of this getting out there on social media, even though there's a lot of drug paraphernalia shirts, this one a bridge too far. So I'm looking at it. Percocet, Molly, Senior Week. 855-839-1210. Now, this was a perfect example of the government not stepping in. Wildwood didn't come in, remove the shirts, close them down, fine them. They didn't do anything like that. It got out there on social media, and there was such heat that even people that put out, you know, stuff that's supposed to be tasteless, risque, whatever you want to call it, even drug-oriented, paraphernalia-oriented, joking about it, this removed them. I want to talk about that. Does this indicate, again, the opiate issue is something where America's pretty united, where in this area, in a lot of areas, so many people have suffered around this, that this is a bridge you can't cross, even if it's a T-shirt shop, the flip-flop shop in Wildwood. You know, even if you have a million other shirts there that people say, the Me Too movement, didn't that happen? Misogyny, paraphernalia with drugs, hateful statements, you know, mocking people in ways that are bathroom humor or worse. And in a bat an eye, nothing much happens. Sometimes there's a push to say, hey, you know, let's clean this up. And now I think there are other towns. I haven't seen as much of it in Atlantic City. There's almost none of it in Ocean City. I don't know if Ocean City has a regulation or there would just be complete outrage in the community. And it's mainly the center of Wildwood that you see it. And there's like a dozen or so of these shops, but they're in other places too. This one instantly went a bridge too far. That social media, you heard the report, came after them on this. And again, I would argue, well, yeah, this is pretty bad, but look at most of this stuff. This has hit a nerve, though. This is the prime directive that this is different. If you're putting up other drug stuff, you might be able to get away with it. People are not going to get outraged. People are not going to jump on it. You're putting this up, though, you're going to get it. You are going to be vilified. You are going to be taken out pretty quickly. That's exactly what happened here. All right, 855-839-1210, you can get in. If you've been down there, I'd love to know what you've seen so far. I like to see these every year to see the trend associated with this. And here, you have a store that immediately got the brushback pitch and took them down within a couple of hours. Simply because 512 is in here, too, for some reason, twice. I guess that's May 12th. I'm not sure why that 512 designation. Percocet, Molly, Senior Week. And you got all kinds of other things around there. All right, let's go to Andy in Marlton. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Andy, how have you been? Go right ahead.
Hey, great, Dom, great. You know, I don't have a problem with it. I take it in the context that I see it, and I don't mind showing it to my children, my grandchildren. We walk through there, and we look at these places. Wildwood is a freak show.
Mm-hmm.
From everything about Wildwood is a freak show. It has a big beach, and that's okay. Outside of that, when you hit the boardwalk, the people that you encounter, it is a zoo. We don't stay in Wildwood. We stay somewhere else, and part of our annual pilgrimage is to go to the freak show one day. Now, the people that go to Wildwood on a regular basis, and if that's their home resort, great. I'm happy for you, everybody, to their own. The way I look at it, it's a freak show. These shirts are funny. And using as a teaching moment with my kids, well, look at these things. And I go, look at this. This is what you deal with when you come to Wildwood. People actually buy these things. It's not the ones in the store as much. It's when you see a person that spent money to buy a classless shirt like that, and they put it on them. And if somebody says that, I'm being too hard on Wildwood, well, shirts in the store are one thing, but when somebody buys it and walks on the
board. Well, here's the thing, though, Andy. Yep. You're right. And some of these are incredibly tasteless. I mean, they're all time. Every year they top themselves. What do we make of it, though? This is the third rail here. You can't touch this. If you touch this, you're going to get it.
I wouldn't touch it. I think it's part of the allure, the attraction of Wildwood.
Okay.
They said, we go there for the freaks. It's a freak show. And that's what you expect. I mean, I don't say back in the old days when you would go to the the circuses, whatever the small circuses, you know, and you got the three armed man and the, you know, and the four eyed woman and all this stuff, you know. They don't do that anymore. Well, they still do it in Wildwood.
All right. I let the Wildwood bashing go on. Now, I know he's not talking about Anglesey. Thanks for the call, Andy. I just thought it was remarkable. He's right. In a world of these sorts of shirts, this one instantly, almost instantly got taken out. It just tells you we are sensitive to this. The word has gotten out there. The crisis is so severe. There's so much coverage of it that if you put drugs like this in, versus some of the other paraphernalia stuff, you're going to be in trouble. I'm shocked that they would pull any. I mean, usually they say, come on, don't buy the shirt.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.